Utah has spent an estimated $5.7 million to ship personal protective equipment here. But as KUER Sonia Hudson reports, state officials are changing how they get those supplies in order to save money.
It's shipping day at the state's PPE warehouse in Salt Lake City, and it's bustling with activity. Forklifts whiz by, carrying boxes full of gowns, face masks, and hand sanitizer, and loading them onto trucks headed for hospitals and local health districts. Michael Glenn, who works for the state's purchasing division, walks over to a pallet of 16 boxes ready to be sent out.
We'll label it as, you know, University of Utah. They're getting gowns, safety glasses.
Glenn says at the onset of the coronavirus pandemic, the state was working to fill a huge demand for personal protective equipment in hospitals, and they needed to get it fast, so they brought it to Utah via plane. Utah Public Safety Commissioner Jess Anderson says the state started to understand the severity of the pandemic in late January, but didn't start buying PPE until early March.
Even though we knew that there was a tsunami wave that was coming to us, what we did not know is if that tsunami wave was going to hit us at a full impact of a 10-foot wall, or if it was going to kind of trickle out and just barely wash into Utah.
The state has since hit its goal to amass a 3-month supply, Glenn says.
As a state, you know, we're keeping a reserve for a surge that we might see in the fall or down the road.
Because they've hit that target, Director of Purchasing Chris Hughes says they can afford to wait longer for new supplies. So orders are coming in on boats, which takes longer but is much cheaper.
We're talking pennies compared to dollars for each item. When we kind of did estimates on it, it saved millions of dollars.
So far, Utah has spent more than $32 million on PPE. Sonia Hudson, KUER News.